The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Now we're joined by Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Biochemistry and Immunology at Trinity College in Dublin. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Do you want to live to be 160?
No, do you? I don't think so. No, it seems like a very long time, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know that old song, It Ain't Necessarily So?
Yep.
Who wants to live, what was it? Methuselah lived 900 years. Yeah. But who'd call that living when no gal would give in to a man who lived 900 years?
That's precisely it.
We are talking about Brian Johnson.
Yeah, he wants to live to 160. He's stated this, he wants to live to be 160 years of age. That'd be the year 2140. That's his ambition. And he's spending $2 million a year on this with all these regimens and treatments and all that.
What ails him?
Well, he's in the news. Now, I've followed this guy for a while, by the way. Now, some of the stuff he does, there is some science behind it, let's be honest. But he's in the news. He's announced he's got autoimmune gastritis, quite a nasty autoimmune disease.
Okay.
And he said, I'm going to beat this as well. Now, we love hearing this because I work on autoimmune diseases.
Yeah.
What's he going to bring to the table? And he lists the things he wants to find out more about it. So that's probably the more positive side.
Because he won't be doing this himself. He'd be paying people to do this research.
Yeah, but he's been diagnosed with this autoimmune gastritis. He's in the news. The big question is, Pat, was his lifestyle changes driving this disease? Probably not. So we should separate those two out. Yeah. He's unlucky to get this autoimmune disease. But because he's a tech bro, he thinks he can now put all his money behind trying to cure his own autoimmune disease. That's why he's in the news.
A common enough condition, I would imagine. So if he did manage to come up with a cure, it would be hugely beneficial.
Well, it's a funny one because I've come across this disease. It is common. Maybe 0.5% of people have it. It's not life-threatening as a disease. Mm. The main problem is your immune system begins to attack a cell in your stomach. They're called parietal cells, and you get this autoimmune reaction. And you need those cells for vitamin B12, to absorb vitamin B12. So the first thing it often presents is B12 deficiency, and that gives rise to anemia. Now, you can take vitamin B12 to treat that, but the second one is iron. You can't absorb iron as much. And how he was diagnosed, Pat, was they noticed he had low iron. And they took samples from his stomach and they spot the autoimmune thing.
Well, can
going
you
on.
Just simply supplement iron and B12 and you're grand?
Most people take B12 and iron. Now, they do have a bit of a disturbance. They can't absorb food as much. It's nasty enough.
Okay.
The big fear is you might develop cancer. A small number, all the inflammation turns into cancer. And to solve that, they regularly are checked with endoscopes to make sure they're not developing cancer, and that can be treated as well. So as one of the autoimmune diseases, it's nasty, but it's not one of the worst, you know.
Now, he's been described as a biohacker. What's that?
Yeah, that's the latest phrase. Can you hack your biology? These tech bros like hacking, don't they? Well, I suppose. So what that means is using your own biology to achieve something. So for example, taking supplements, changing your diet, exercising, you're kind of using your own body either through taking things in or through sleep and stuff to hack the aging process. He wants to hack into aging.
Using our own stem cells is, the coming thing, shall we say.
That's right. Now, he is famous, Pat, for taking stem cells, injecting them into himself and rejuvenating his tissues. No evidence for that. He's most famous, Pat, for taking his son's blood. Isn't that amazing? Because young blood can rejuvenate. There is evidence for this, by the way. There's something in young blood that can slow down aging. It sounds a bit strange, but he read about this. And his own son, he took some of his son's blood to see if that would slow down aging.
No chance.
Not really. No. At the moment, anyway, you couldn't say that would have any
effect. Wasn't there a story about, was it Pope Pius XII who... We used to go off to Switzerland to get monkey gland injections.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like that. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There must have been something in the monkey glands, probably stem cells that were rejuvenating them some way. But again, the science wouldn't be exactly in favour of this, it has to be said.
So where are we with his research and where's it going?
Yeah, so he's announced now he's going to use his own body. He's got a 5-step programme, right? That's what he said. The first thing is map his whole immune system because it's an immune disease.
Yeah.
That's going to be step one for him, I suppose. Step zero is diagnosis. The next step then is he's going to grow his own immune cells in a dish.
Yeah.
It's called Brian Johnson in a dish. He's actually used that phrase. And he's going to test things on those cells and see if he can manipulate them with drugs and so on. He wants to identify, and he's this bit's good, Pat, the rogue soldiers of his immune system, he's calling them. His own immune system.
Okay.
The soldiers are attacking his own tissue. Can he identify the rogue soldiers and then take the rogue soldiers out is the other thing he wants to try and do.
And so would those rogue soldiers have different DNA makeup than the... standard guys.
No, they wouldn't necessarily, actually. But your own immune system, for some reason, begins to attack your own tissues. It's the same immune system that you would have to fight viruses.
Yeah.
But whatever it is, that immune cell changes a little bit and now begins to attack your own. So the thing is, Pat, there's tens of thousands of people working on these diseases all over the world. You see, I was at a conference in Newcastle last week with 1,000 people. Brian Johnson, he's going to do all these things that we're all trying to do anyway. Now, the good thing is, Pat, he put money behind it because he is a multi-millionaire.
Yeah, but I mean, $2 million a year would be peanuts compared to the total amount that is being spent globally on this.
What made us laugh, Pat, was he will identify the rogue soldiers. We've all been trying to do that for the past 50 years, you see. And we are getting closer, by the way, to identifying the rogue soldiers. But it's good that he's raising awareness.
Yeah.
Because what he discovers, if he does discover it himself, N=1, remember, that could be useful for other autoimmune diseases. So I'm not completely averse to what he's trying to do.
So we won't poo-poo him entirely.
Not fully. Yeah,
not fully.
Right. We'll keep an eye on him.
We remain a little bit sceptical, as we should. Yeah. What's in your podcast this week?
This is a good one about the science of saliva. Get that. Somebody requested it. All about saliva. What's in it? What does it do? Did you know, Pat, there's bits of your immune system in saliva to fight germs in your mouth, you know?
So
you
kissing can use it diagnostically. All that, what happens?
Yeah, you exchange germs, as you know. Through saliva. It's actually quite interesting, the science of saliva.
You look at doggy saliva, you know the way they say, you know, if you have a wound on your leg or whatever, the dog licks it, it'll cure it.
You've got it. There's stuff in saliva that promotes wound repair. So that's why we lick our wounds, through evolution. So dogs do
and that
as
expression,
well.
Licking his wounds.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. And it turns out they found peptides in the saliva that promote wound repair. So
I shall be tuning into your podcast as soon as I can, as soon as I finish here.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
With Timber Living Log Cabins.